We start this camp off with the rookies, quarterbacks, a couple selected vets that they'll be here, and then we'll go for three on-field practices, and then we'll have a couple walkthroughs mixed in there, and then the veterans will come in, and we'll get going from that point. Really, everybody for the most part is healthy. David Van Dyke had the hamstring that he had hurt, and he's coming back from that. We're just kind of easing him into this thing, so we're seeing where he's at right now, and he might be a bit of a question mark. Joe McKnight had his knee scoped, and so with that, he's made great progress and wants to be out there, and he's pretty close. So we'll see how that all works out. Really, everybody else is we'll be there and ready to go.
Hey, you spoke about St. Joe. Just this is the fifth year of that 5-year contract you guys have with staying out here, then a series of options. You know, at this point, are you comfortable saying that you'd advocate to return here, or is this still too early to say?
Well, I'll tell you, the people have been tremendous. I'll leave that up to Mark and Clark, and they do all that part of it, the negotiation part. The people here, I can just tell you, have been phenomenal. So I'm not involved in that, in the other part of that. We sure have enjoyed it here, yes.
I'm sure you evaluate how you do things pretty regularly. And like you said, you run a tough camp. How much thought do you give to lightening things up a little bit? And if you decided to keep it the same, why?
Well, it's been successful. I'd probably tell you that's the reason why I do it. I still believe that the game, a big part of the game is blocking and tackling. And so we're going to do those things, and we're going to have periods that are live. The thing it helps you do, there are a lot of new rules and regulations that go into this, and it gives the players an opportunity to actually work those full speed. So whether it's eliminating the head from your tackling, okay, well, let's go work on that. Let's work on tackling with our shoulder and get a feel for that. We add some things in there about staying off of the knees. We're not going to cut block. We're not going to do those things that you might do in a game. We don't cut the knees, but we stay off of the we stay away from the cutting in this camp. So we're still getting our work in, but at the same time, make sure we take care of each other.
Are you ready to go? You feel like you had a good little summer break? You ready to roll?
I'm ready to go. I'm telling you. And like you guys are, there's just in the fans, man, there's just a certain feel you get around this time of the year, and it's time to roll, and we look forward. We weren't good enough last year, right? We didn't. We made some strides, but we weren't good enough, and so the guys know that, and they came in the off season looking forward to getting better, and the coaches, we didn't do a good enough job there, and so we went back and we reevaluated some things, and now we get to play, right? We get to put those things to use here and see if we can't be a better football team, and that's exciting. That's what it's all about.
Andy, you said you weren't good enough last season. Did you go back and look at that Colts game right out of the gate, or did you take a while?
Yeah, I told you guys this. I thought for a young team, we're like the second youngest team in the National Football League. So, I mean, we're sitting there, and what can we learn from that? Well, in fact, there's a ton you can learn from that game right there on how to finish. In this league, man, you gotta know how to do that. There's no time to let your foot off the accelerator. That can make us a better team going forward. That I think is a positive of that. As much as it hurt, that it hurts. You lose any game, and in particular a playoff game, those hurt, but at the same time, there's something that you can learn and build on for this coming year.
Andy, what's your feeling on working against another team during training camp?
Yeah, I've just never been that big on that. I know a lot of teams do it, and a lot of successful teams do it. I really don't want to give anybody anything that I don't have to give. There's already enough of this right here. And so I really don't. I don't go there. You know, that's just not the way I've done it before.
Have your goals changed coming out of camp based on the rule changes that have happened over the course of the years, or you basically?
Well, the league's changed some things. Mm-hmm. So it used to be these first 3 days, and the old veterans will laugh at it because they were up here for 10, you know, not here, but in training camp for 10 weeks but you know, the league's changed. We used to, these first 3 days, we were in pads in both practices, and we came right out of the chutes with live periods, and then that was cut back, and we used to be able to go in the afternoons and practice in the afternoons, and we had a certain way we did it then, and we stopped doing that, and so now we're a morning practice, and we do our football stuff there in pads, and then in the afternoon you're inside and you have a walkthrough, and that's and you just go with it. That's what coaches do. You're like the Midas man. You're going to find the problem. You're going to change the muffler, man. Right? So that's what you have to be able to roll it and find the best way of doing it, and then you go.
What's the key to surviving dorm life or making the most of it here for a few weeks?
Yeah, this is a great setup here. I mean, you are in a dorm, right? But I think that's okay. It keeps everybody here and focused on football, which is a good thing. And we're here for 2 or 3 weeks, and then you're gone. So they're fairly new dorms, or at least well kept. And the food here, the people do a tremendous job with the food. It's just a short jaunt right to the practice facility where you spend really the whole afternoon. And so it's a good setup. It's not hilly, so when you're tired, you don't want to go up and down steps. You don't want to go up and down hills. Well, you don't have that here, so it's flat.
Do you have a must-have comfort item that you take with you to camp every year to the dorm?
No, I mean, I don't. I just my playbook, and I'm ready to go. I mean, this is kind of what you wear every day. You know, that's not bad. Flip-flops and shorts. I mean, let's roll.
Hey, is that your normal camp haircut, or did you lose a bet?
No, I didn't lose a bet, but I lost the hair. You know, that's the problem. The hair, you age, and the hair, and the receding hairline. The best part about it is you don't have to do anything to it. Yeah. You can get rid of the brush, the comb. Yeah. You just
I think it's a good look.
No,
I agree, Coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Coach, it sounds like the biggest
tips.
Yeah, Childers. He has a lot of experience, a lot of years.
Last one, Terrell.
Hey, it sounds like one of the biggest points of emphasis at the NFL's officiating clinic was illegal contact and defensive holding. Now, I know you got to wait to see how that plays out, but if that's the case, you know, what could that mean for offenses? It sounds like, you know, they're still protecting the offenses, and I'm just kind of curious,
Well, that's going to be a part of the emphasis, and we'll just see how that works. At the same time, you want your defense to play aggressive, so and secondary likewise. But we'll get a feel of it. The officials will be up here the next few days, so we'll see how they're going about doing their bit. We'll see it in the preseason games, and then again, we'll see it for the season, and hopefully we'll have a decent feel by that time exactly how they're going to go about officiating.
All right. Thanks, guys. All right. Thanks, Coach.
Yep.